Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The AI Report with Brandon Weikert of National Interest, a senior correspondent for national security. However, I need Brandon's attention on an article that at once seems, well, of course, but the other time it seems, you mean they didn't think about it before? This is the Financial Times, London. OpenAI clamps down on security after foreign spying threats. Subhead, artificial intelligence group has added fingerprint scans and hired military experts to protect important data. And then there's a photograph of Sam Altman, the boss of OpenChatGPT, which is owned by Microsoft. Brandon, security at OpenChatGPT. I didn't think to ask because you presume that if you're running a lab about something that is being chased as if it's the magic formula for youth, You would have provided security at least to the level of what's available commercially. According to this article, we're no longer surprised that DeepSeek was able to access its database in order to manufacture its own version of OpenChatGPT. Do we have any thorough explanation of what they've done now? Do we understand hiring fingerprint scans is not adequate for the world of internet? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. I suspect they're going to be doing more than just fingerprint scanning now. The article mentioned that Altman was hiring top military and security experts. I am sure the fingerprinting is just the start. The key thing to understand here is we've actually seen this throughout the entire time that the tech sector has reigned supreme in the United States economy. The techie are brilliant. They can create incredible new technologies out of seemingly nothing. The problem is they're very naive when it comes to dealing with foreign threat actors of the kind that China represents. You go back in the age of the internet, many times China would openly access American innovations in the tech sector. We gave it to them. Or in the biotech sector, we partner with Chinese state-owned entities to develop new biotechnology. And of course, that burned us during the COVID crisis. So Altman represents that mentality in Silicon Valley that prefers cooperation to competition. They don't understand, as Kai-Fu Lee has talked about, the mentality in China's technology sector is violent, vicious competition amongst each other. It's not surprising they would be stealing technology from OpenAI, which is a foreign company.
The San Francisco-based startup has been bolstering its security for efforts ever since last year, but the clampdown was accelerated after Chinese AI startup DeepSeek released a rival model in January of 25.
Yep.
It goes on to say, OpenAI claimed DeepSeek had improperly copied the California-based company's models, using a technique known as distillation to release a rival AI system. Well, gee, of course it did. And then it made the claim that they did it much cheaper than OpenChatGPT, which requires hundreds of millions of server time. And it was obvious at the time that this was IP theft. I'm just flabbergasted, and you've already explained that they don't think ahead. So let's get ahead of them. Right now, they're developing, this was OpenChatGPT, I think, 2 to 3. They're now past 4. I don't know what number they're giving it today. Is this something that we can trust private enterprise to protect, given the failure so far, Brandon?
Well, I think that they're going to make changes now, because when the Chinese released their AI rival, as you remember, it caused a cascade, at least initially, across the U.S. stock market. It had real economic implications. We recovered fairly quickly from it earlier this year. But the fact is, it was a wake-up call that the Chinese are at our feet. They're catching up to us bigly, as the president might say. And now it is confirmed they are doing it as usual by ripping us off. And they're actually using things like distillation, which is something that really isn't, you're not supposed to be doing that with intellectual property. But of course, where does China respect IP? They don't. So I think Altman now, because of the money involved and the fact that he could lose a lot of money, and I think the whole tech sector is coming to this realization, you're going to see now more stringent security measures. Will it be enough? Probably not, because China's always finding workarounds.
Yes, we're alerted to the fact that there will be failure here. Let's go to something that was talked about for months, and now the Wall Street Journal runs the breakthrough piece. CEO starts saying the quiet part out loud. AI will wipe out jobs. It's already doing it, Brendan. Yeah. I know plenty of sectors that are reorganizing themselves on the basis of what AI can do for them. However, the question is, what about the other side? You know, when horses went away and cars came in, jobs were created. Is that happening with AI, or can that happen with AI?
It theoretically could happen with AI, but the thing to remember is that where the people creating AI want this to go is basically self-perfecting, self-replicating artificial intelligence. So that means robots building robots, AI bettering AI. Ultimately, the logic is, when you read into it, there won't be much room at the top for human beings if that goes according to plan. There's also the issue of, whereas the previous industrial revolutions really displaced blue-collared workers, the higher-end white-collar workers were preserved. Today, with AI, it's the white-collar workers who are going to be most affected so far. And those are the people with the biggest amount of student debt. Those are the people with the biggest amount of hope in the future. You're going to take that away. They're the highest skilled people we have in many cases, the managerial class. AI is a knife pointed right at their throat as it stands today, I believe.
And one more detail, because we've been talking about this. There's no reason to catch up. We believe it. The jobs are going to go away.
Right.
Right now, I don't need a copy editor ever again. That's Claude. And that's a simple demand that makes everything a lot easier for the producer. But we come to the story about Elon Musk one more time. I don't want to retell the story of, what is it called, Mega Hitler?
Mecha Hitler, M-E-C-H-A Hitler.
But there's something about the way Musk runs organizations that reminds me of teenagers. And I mean to be benevolent towards him. I'm not trying to beat up on him as everybody else does. Are we to take him a lot less seriously than we do? Is that a lesson here?
No, I think if anything, he's as serious as he ever was. But he is, shall we say, eccentric. There is an argument, and I don't always agree with it, because I think his SpaceX is keeping us in the space race. But there is an argument to say, hey, maybe the U.S. government shouldn't be as reliant on this guy because of his eccentricities. And we saw that with the Grok 3 Mecha Hitler anti-Semitic ordeal. But the issue here also that a lot of computer scientists are warning about, John, is, hey, when you go to shut AI down to upgrade it, a lot of times it starts lying and manipulating and throwing tantrums to try to prevent the shutdown. Is this a technical glitch, or is this an instance of self-awareness, and what are the implications there? I think that's the greater questions we should be asking about this.
All right, 30 seconds. Are you concerned the way some of the original AI people like Jeff Hinton out of Toronto, are you concerned that this is a dangerous mechanism?
I believe it is very dangerous, and if we're not careful, it will destroy us. But then again, you could say the same thing about nuclear weapons or even cars.
It can be managed. It can also be spied upon. Brendan Weikert,
right,
of National Interest, a senior national security correspondent for National Interest, as well as the author of several books about the threat of spying by the People's Republic of China once upon a time. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelfie?
Call #250 with the word CARE to get started today with Zelfie. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word CARE right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word CARE. That's #250 with the word CARE. #250 and CARE.